The project is in conjunction with the École des Métiers d'Art in Bangui, capital of the Central African Republic. There, 100 boys and girls, some of them former child soldiers, are receiving a basic education as well as training in areas such as leatherwork, welding, basket weaving, and wood sculpting. Claudio Albanese is the communications director for Juventus Football Club, which is based in Turin, Italy.
The problems of youth and children, a victim of the crisis here in Central African Republic, is very deep. We have been told figures that are astonishing and terrible in some way. The numbers of children on the street without a possibility and hope is very high. So we are aware that this project is a small project, but it gives hope.
Eric Fault, UNESCO Assistant Director General, praised Juventus for backing such a worthy cause. The partners also launched a similar project in Mali during their visit to Africa.
It's only fairly recently that the football world has awakened to the notion that they have also, the clubs have, a corporate social responsibility. And the Juventus Football Club is really a pioneer. It's not the only one, because other clubs have started to be active, but there are very, very few clubs who are active in this field. So we're very proud that we are partnering with Juventus for this very special project.
Among the highlights of the mission was an opportunity for the children to meet one of their idols, football star David Trezeguet. Wherever he went, the retired athlete was mobbed by fans who chanted his name and waved posters they'd prepared for his visit. And thousands packed the national stadium to witness Trezeguet play football with project participants and score a goal for the country's youth. Amel Ningataloum Sayo is the Minister for Youth and Sports of the Central African Republic.
We are very happy with this encounter in the sense that Juventus from Turin has given our country back its credibility in this current situation that we are in. Aware of our need to restitch the social fabric, Juventus reached out to us. Now we have to seize the opportunity and allow our country to emerge from war and restore durable peace and allow our youth here to be able to dream that they could in turn become stars like David Trezeguet.
The project in the CAR is funded through proceeds generated during the 2014 UNESCO Cup, a gala football match between former players from Juventus Football Club and Real Madrid. This year's game kicks off on the 8th of September at the Juventus Stadium in Italy. Deanne Penn, United Nations.